So, and what about after the war, when a lot of European migrants came out here from Europe to settle? Did you come across many of them in your life? Did they live around you, or did
what,
you notice?
Do you mean just during the war time?
After the war? When
no,
they came
no,
to settle?
No, no, I didn't know, not really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you keep any animals apart from the cows when you were younger? Did you keep any household pets?
You mean during our married life?
Yes.
Yes, we had cats and dogs, had birds.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And chooks, do you mean? Did
oh, yes, too? Yes, yeah. We had, yes, early, you know, not in the later years.
No. But, and you had your own eggs then too?
Yes, yes.
So when did you notice that the place started to change, or did you notice that more buildings going up? And
yes, I think the first thing that struck me was when we had a shop in Penrith that was called Handley's, because this is going back a long time. It, they had the electrical goods. That's where we mostly bought our fridges or anything that we wanted electrical, and Then Eric Anderson took over. That was the first thing that stuck in my mind, you know, about the Sydney crowd sort of coming into Penrith, because it didn't seem the same, you know. The shops were always just like friendly, you know, people, you knew the people, they knew you, but now you go into a shop, you're only another cog in the wheel, you know, it's nothing personal. With shopping really now, in my opinion, that is, of course.
So it's become impersonal, really.
Yes, that's, yes.
I suppose you'd describe it as more of a village atmosphere earlier on.
Yes, it was, because you knew people and they knew you. And like even shops, you know, even although when Lakin's came into Penrith, because there's a chap running at Reg Galvin that we knew, well, he was good, you know, he was just like the... you know, the local person, you know, we didn't mind that sort of thing. But then, of course, all these other places, they sprung up everywhere.
And the big supermarkets came in.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yes,
and how do you feel about the change that's taken place now, you know?
Oh, well, I suppose it's good for people. I suppose it's made a lot of employment and that sort of thing. But for myself personally, I find I can go up to Penrith with something in my mind to get, and I can go to all those different shopping areas in Penrith and I mightn't even get it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And going back years, there was all the main shops in Penrith, the big stores was Fletcher's, Neil's up on the hill, and then Murray's, the hardware shop. And anything you wanted, you'd go into Penrith to either of those shops and you'd get just anything you want, but I suppose people's needs are different now and they've got to cater for so much more stuff, but whatever we needed, you could get from just those shops. But I find I go up to Penrith and looking for a certain thing, I've got no hope of getting it. I don't know why.
And maybe it's because there's such a diversity of shops, you've got to cover such a lot of
ground. Yes, probably. Yes, because there's the plaza and the bottom part and the Nepean Square and, you know, all those shops.
Very confusing, really, is it? And so I suppose you must have seen a lot of change in the landscape too.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, things have got to go on, you know, you've got to accept it, but things were nice, and when you could go along the road and you'd see nice orchard, or, you know, trees growing instead of... and of course the thing that, what's her name's done a lot of damage to, hasn't it, to the river now, according to the news, you know, the build-up of places.
Pollution.
To the rivers.
Now the algae's threatening
too. Our people's got to live, I mean, they've got to have homes and that, you know, but... like the things the way they were. You've got to...
And do you think it could have been better planned?
I don't know. I think it's not too bad the way it's done so far.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should be going ahead with too much more building along the river, really, because it's getting a bit much, I think, for the river.
And what are the things that that you, when you think back, what are the things that you miss or that you're sorry have changed?
Such as?
You know, you said the friendliness of the area. That's one thing that you've noticed change, the impersonal shopping. Mm. And I suppose the traffic, would that...
Yes, something that wouldn't
be so pleasant now.
No, I have a car, but I never drive to Penrith to do my shopping because it'd be too much of a problem getting a parking space. So I get the bus. The bus goes right past the door. Oh, so I go in the bus instead of the car. Mm.
What about security? Sense of security in the area, do you feel that that's changed?
Oh yes, certainly, yes.
What was it like in the old days, say in the 40s and 50s?
Excuse me. Well, you didn't have to worry about it at all because on hot nights we just sleep with the whole place open. You wouldn't have your front door closed or anything like that, you know, you just sleep. Well, often we'd just drag our mattress to the door where you'd get a bit of a breeze, you know, and that, because people just slept out on sleep outs outside. You didn't worry, but you couldn't do it now.
No.
I mean, you've got to lock up and that sort of thing. Yes, we'd have our doors all open all night. We wouldn't dream of closing the doors.
And I suppose walking around the area at night too was a lot safer. You felt it was a lot safer.
That's right. Yes, someone's bit behind you now. You're wondering if they're going to bump you or something.
Yeah.
Or grab your bag. Yes, you've got to walk. When you walk along the street, you could walk, you know, swinging your purse or anything, but now you've got to hang it over your arm, clutch it.
That's one of the not-so-nice things about
Yes, because the unemployment and the people, you know, not having things is part of it, and then, of course, the drug business too, you know, they're out to get anything they can for nothing, aren't they, too?
Yes. Well, I think, so just generally looking back, how do you feel that the young mother today bringing up children, do you think she's better off than you were in your day or your mother was?
Oh, they have more conveniences, certainly, because I think the pace of life, though, I think it counteracts all of that sort of thing. I think myself, I would have rather have lived the time I did through my married life and that than what the young ones now.
Would you?
Well, they seem to be racing everywhere, don't they?
Yeah.
And dragging the little children around with them. It's
was a more relaxed lifestyle.
Yes. Yes. It's, because when we lived in Castlereagh Street, I'd just pop whichever one was a young one in the stroller, you know, just stroll down the street, do your bit of shopping or look around, you know. You wasn't driven by time, you know. Everybody seems to not have enough time now.
That's right.
And there's still 24 hours in a day, but they don't have time.
That's right.
I think they're worse off, and I think the... people are slipping up a bit too on the rearing of their children, actually.
Do you?
Mm. Yes. I don't think they, make the children respect them and that as much as what they should.
So the families perhaps doesn't... The family as a group doesn't seem to be...
Not families.
So important today.
No, that's right.
They used to spend a lot of time visiting you.
Yes,
your family,
relatives. Yeah.
And visiting something that doesn't happen so much these days.
No, because as well too, families living, you know, breaking away and living far apart, you know, the kiddies haven't got others to close relatives much to fall back on either, have they? It's only a case of just their parents and
that's right.
That sort of thing.
And how do you feel about some of the landmarks in the area having, you know, the old landmarks that were always there when you were a child and now they've gone and been replaced by things? How does that make you feel?
Apart feel sad, you know, like the old Catholic church in Penrith with St Nicholas, you know. I was really sad when that was taken down because...
Now it's a big modern...
Yes, but the modern one now, you know. But, I'm glad they, you know, that they preserved that Methodist church in Henry Street in Penrith that's used as offices or something now. That's good. Mm. I think things like that's good. Mm. And they call it Uniting now, the Methodist church that was up in here at Emu Plains, you know, that it's still there and it's nice, you know, the old buildings. I like the old buildings.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, they're part of your... memories of your past, aren't they?
Yes, and the old public school, the building is still there at Emu.
That's still used as a public school, is it?
Or? Oh, no, it's I think sort of recreation place and the library, and that's there, I think. Oh, that's right. But the building's there anyway, you know. And,
did you use the river much?
Yes, used to go swimming a lot.
You?
Yes. Mm. Yes, we loved loved swimming. Yes, that's one of my good pastimes.
You wouldn't want to swim there today.
We used to go down, we'd walk around the bridge, down at the bend, we used to call it, down under the bridge, and go down just this side of the weir a bit. We'd swim that part, and then right. For a hot night, sometimes Dad even come down with us for night time and have a swim. But we were never allowed to... go swimming before about 4 o'clock of an afternoon. Mum had never let us go out in the really hot sun to swim or anything. Mm. Just never before four.
Mm. So she was sensible?
Yes. And that was the real 4 o'clock in those days too.
That's right, yes. Things have changed. And I think it was interesting the way you said that there's 24 hours in a day, but we don't have the time to fit things in, but it's still 24 hours in a day.
Yes, that's right. Yes, because the young ones are taken up too much with work. They've got to do so much, and of course they expect too much nowadays. You'd have to call it greedy, really, because they get a home and they have to have everything in it to start off with. When we started off getting our home, the one, especially the one out at Cambridge Park, as I said before, the place wasn't really quite finished, and my husband and his brother finished it off, and then we just bought things as we could afford it. When I had some money saved up, I'd get the things. We didn't have any problems, didn't have to worry about paying it off or anything. But now they want everything. They go into debt and caught up with these sharks with the high interest. And they both got to go to work. Their kids are just put anywhere for someone to look after or something like that. This is my opinion. And then what's the house? They come home the weekend, they're flat out if they're interested in the garden, working. And the only thing is that the enjoyment they get out of their place, what you can see, is to lay their heads at night because they're out working every day of the week. And they just want too much too soon, I think. We didn't do that. We were satisfied to have what we could afford at the time and what we went along with.
And you were able to enjoy life as you went
along.
That's
right, yes. You didn't have worry of things hanging over your head to pay off and that sort of thing. When we bought our house out at Cambridge Park, I kept the payments up regular. Well, we paid that place off in about 3.5 years. And what with people nowadays, they, it's a 25-year thing or something like that. You imagine the interest that they're paying. Well, they're really paying, for the house, they'd be paying three times as the actual cost of the place. If the place was $120,000, they'd be into paying $360,000 by the time they pay it off. That's me working it out anyway. Real enough.
Yeah, so they really just seem to be working
Yes, just working for the moneylenders for the interest.
So that they can have the house they want.
Yes, that's
but they don't
right, yes.
They seem to have the time to enjoy
no, they
it.
No, they don't. How can you enjoy it? They might have all the nice stuff in their house, but they haven't got the time to enjoy it and enjoy it as a family. They're not there when their little children come home from school of an afternoon. Instead of meeting them, I was always home with my kids.
Some things haven't turned out for the better, but, you know, I guess there are some things that have.
Oh, yes, you wouldn't want to go back to the days of boiling your clothes and all that sort of thing. But they've got, you know, some of the things are really, really good. And then, of course, they go in for this, even dishwashers now, you know, sort of thing.
All the labour-saving.
Yes, devices. Yeah. Yes, I don't know. A lot of the things, a lot of these electrical goods, by the time you get them out, to pull them apart and clean them after you've used them, you can do it quicker the old way, really.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of these mixers and things.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had quite a few things that I've, you know, given to me by the children and that as presents. I've never used them, just as soon.
Do it the old-fashioned
yes,
way.
Yes.
Sometimes I think
yeah.
it's
yes, it's sad though the way things are with the, you know, with your, so what you see the young ones doing. And it's really sad too with the way the, you know, the teenagers and they don't seem to, I suppose it's the breakdown of the family life. They seem so aimless, the kids, in my opinion. They've got no go. You look at the young ones moving around, they just ambling around, got no purpose. You know, you can tell by the way people move whether they've got a purpose, but they don't seem to have.
Probably,
it's sad.
Yes, and probably no work for them either.
No, there's nothing really. Well, they drum it into the kids, you know, to go to school and do your best and all the rest. Well, the kiddies are going and they're learning. They've gone there for so many years and in their mind, I suppose they think, well, when this is all through, I'll have a job and have my money. Well, it comes to the end, they've got no job, have they? You know, it must be very demoralising for them.
Yeah.
Now, it's sad. It'd be nice for them if they lived in an era, you know, it was a bit better.
Yes, it's not a good time, is it, at the moment?
No. Because there's always been, you know, a certain amount of unemployment and that sort of thing. But, it's the way people handle things, of course.
Well, you've lived through the Depression yourself, haven't you?
Yes,
that was a hard time.
Yes, Dad, you know, Dad was put off on the where he worked at the gravel company when the 1930s Depression was on. And we always managed. We was never broke. You know, always managed because Dad always screwed his stuff. And then he got, even when the Depression was on, he got work up the mountains. Just they used to call it relief work.
Oh, yeah.
In those days, you'd work, I think, a couple of weeks and then somebody else would have work. You know, they'd worked it that way. But we always managed. We never went hungry anyway. Always had a roof over our heads.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I think we've covered everything now, so thanks a lot for your time.
Good. Thank you. Thanks very much.